I'm a bit of a perfectionist. I hate to leave things untidy, so I finished writing the piece and changed the title, but left Lawrence's name on it with mine. Adam and Eve, a comedy for television by Lawrence Bacon and Marnie Barry. Ugh, I haven't remarried or anything. Barry's my maiden name. Oh, I can't wait any longer. Let's see what Kevin the postman has left me. I have a feeling I know what it is because I submitted Adam and Eve to the new head of comedy development, Claire Howard. Yes. Oh, we have an appointment at the end of the month. Claire liked our style and would like us to create something for a new stand-up comic called Tracy Ledge. Oh, never heard of her, but who cares? We have to arrive. We. Well, maybe that's why I can't bring myself to throw out any of Larry's scripts. They'll come to life after his death. I don't have to tell Claire Howard or any of the others in the media that he's expired. I'll relinquish the illustrating and will continue as the co-writer. Good grief. These drawers are so heavy. How many old scripts did he keep in here? On earth? Videos. Why keep videos in here? Snow White and the Seven Studs. Daisy pulls... Does what? Harry Potter's Bedchamber of Secrets. Good vibrations. There must be a dozen here. Oh, didn't he think I'd find them? Didn't he care? All this pornography, this filth. Oh, but he was so damn decent. Pure as snowflakes. He was like the male equivalent of Mary Whitehouse, condemning sex and violence, changing channels whenever the announcer warned, "This film contains scenes of sexual nature and is only suitable for adults." When all the time... Oh, the hypocrite! Lawrence, how could you? You were too good to be true, Mr. Bacon.